flavor about all the systems and all the different areas that you're going to have to work with in order to impact developmental screening and impact child health issues. Next, Allison Gertel Rosenberg from the New Works Foundation is going to be talking about the work that they're doing. Allison currently serves as a senior special assistant and policy analyst in the office of the senior vice president at NEMORS Health and Prevention Services. In this position, she is responsible for serving as a liaison between the office of the senior vice president and the division's five operational centers to ensure integration of projects and alignment with the overall strategic direction, acting as advisor on important strategic and operational matters, and managing special projects, including national collaboration and executive communications.
Good morning. I think we'll be good at this now. Thank you so much for being here. It's exciting to see so many people in the audience. We had some bets on this back in the office as to how many people would still be here at 10:30 on Wednesday morning. So I'm really pleased to have this opportunity to share the work that's going on at NEMORS Health and Prevention Services with you, and thank APHA and MCH for the opportunity to do so. I have no disclosures or relationships to disclose at this point, and neither did my co-author, Debbie Chang. So we've all seen statistics that look like this before, and they really indicate why we need to be focusing on expanding the traditional medical model to include prevention. We know that medical services contribute to only 10% of health outcomes, compared to 20% from the environment and 50% from behaviors. Of the amount of money spent on healthcare, only 5% is going towards prevention and health promotion. And we know that many chronic conditions have their roots in childhood. So what we take away from this is that obesity is costly. We know that each year, care for an obese child costs $138 to $206 more than care for a healthy weight child. We know that childhood prevention is more cost effective than adult treatment. And we know that prevention can save in the future. So as we use those information from research, we put together an approach and applied new principles for this approach, including that health promotion and disease prevention are key to an integrated child health system, that changing policies and practices and even cultural norms is necessary to build healthy communities and promote healthy behaviors, that we should work with and through our strategic partners to catalyze these policies and practice changes, that no single sector or stakeholder can affect needed changes, that we need to look at multi-sector approaches, and that in order to have a sustainable impact, child health promotion must become business as usual. So we have used these principles to create a system which includes population-based, multi-sector view, really utilizing public health strategies and getting the rest of what is a traditional health organization, NEMORS, to understand what is going on with public health, what is population-based health. It's different when you're working in an organization that is comprised of a lot of physicians and direct healthcare providers to understand moving past the individual taking care of a child who is ill or sick and moving on to looking at a population-based system of care that looks at maintaining health in an overall population. We are utilizing community-based coalitions to leverage resources throughout the community, looking at policy and practice improvements to lead to behavior change, providing best practices through knowledge dissemination, and using social marketing to accelerate social policy and behavior change. So I'll skip that and move to the prettier slide, which is how our NEMORS system now looks. In the past, if you had asked us about 5 years ago, we would have been in the green. We would have been looking at our health systems, looking at our delivery system design, clinical information. NEMORS has a relatively advanced electronic medical record. So within the healthcare system, the traditional model, we were leading on the leading edge of really providing some great care for the kids in Delaware and Florida. And 5 years ago, our board really opened it up and allowed us to look into the community and to make prevention part of the overall integrated health system that we wanted to deliver to our populations. And so this is a specific example of the obesity example, but we realize we will be able to use the same model for many other types of health issues. So just to talk a quick moment exactly about what NEMORS Health and Prevention Services is, our vision is optimal health and development for all children, and our mission is dedicated to working with others to help children lead healthier lives. And so, as I said, in 2003, Nemours redefined its approach and looked at health as well as health care. We focus on child health promotion and disease prevention to really get to the root causes of health problems. And as I said, childhood obesity is our first initiative, and we expect to be rolling out emotional and behavioral health in the near future, which makes it very interesting to hear what my colleagues on the panel were talking about a few moments ago. We complement and expand on the reach of clinicians, as you saw in the model that I just showed. And our target population includes all 228,000 children in Delaware, as compared to the 50,000 children who are using the Nemours pediatric services. And this is our model. So we posit that the greatest opportunity for system improvement is through policy and practice changes, balanced to reach the most children with the most sustainable impact and most cost-effective uses of resources. So in order to try and put that into something that may be more clear to others, we put together this model that really looks at changing policy and practice changes agenda to build and sustain community capacity. We really believe that we need to empower the community to build the infrastructure to take up these initiatives and move with them even after we've moved on to other initiatives that ultimately support behavior change in the community and on the individual level that lead to healthy children. And of course, that all comes back into evidencing the usefulness of that original change in policy and practices. So we intend to make the process self-fulfilling and self and continually operating. So how are we doing that? We're doing that in a lot of ways, but one of the most catchy ways that we have been doing it is with our 5-2-1 almost none lifestyle message. Our campaign to make Delaware's kids the healthiest in the nation really looks at two components of kids can't do it alone, talking to policymakers and to adults in the community saying, you know, kids want to be healthy, but they just can't do it on their own. They need some help along the way. And also 5-2-1 almost none, which is illustrated in the corner as five or more fruits and vegetables a day, no more than 2 hours of screen time, at least 1 hour of physical activity, and almost no sugary drinks. We say no more than two a week to keep kids healthy. And we've integrated that into all four of our sectors, the community, the school, childcare, and primary care, and really using policy advocacy and social marketing to accelerate the policy and practice changes in those areas. And what we think this does is really create 360 degrees of child health promotion, really a surround sound vision where the child and the family are in the center, and anywhere they go, where they live, learn, or play, they're hearing our health messages. They're being exposed to our health messages, and they're also being exposed to opportunities to practice those health messages, because we know that just the message itself is not enough. These children need to have the opportunity to be in a place where their school provides opportunities for physical activity, where their child care center is serving them healthy foods, and where their primary care physician is considering their health and well-being as part of the overall practice. Our Sussex Child Health Promotion Coalition is occurring in what we call downstate Delaware. There are multiple parts to that small state. and so you can see 360 degrees of child health promotion coming together. And where it's happening on the local level, our Child Health Promotion Coalition has really taken ownership. Nemours was sort of the starting impetus and catalyst behind this coalition, which now has over 120 partners who are getting ready to make themselves into their own 501c3 to set their own agenda. They have their own strategic plan, and they're hooked up into our agenda, and we're helping them through with messaging, with support, with some technical expertise. But we're as excited to learn from them as they are to learn from us. So here's some of our social marketing. I urge you to visit growuphealthy.org, which is our website. We have the Timoneers. They're our new social marketing. If you go on Grow Up Healthy, you can go to see the Timoneers. We've got a number of cartoons that take kids through the pirates fighting the nasty, unhealthy food. The soda monster is up at the top there. And really looking at peer pressure, we're sort of uniting our messages of our Timoneers. You can see Min there with the orange in her mouth with an actual girl, kind of like Pinocchio, actually taking on some of the same types of healthy behaviors. And so this messaging is continuing. We have commercials on radio, on television. The media has really run with this. We are seeing, I believe we had 30 straight weeks and our weekly paper down state of coverage of this initiative going on above the fold on the front page. So we were very excited about that. We also know the importance of evaluating our framework, and so we're just putting forward some of our new evaluation frameworks, really looking at the population, the process and performance, and the systems, and considering how to best measure the changes that are going on. Considering that we work with and through partners, there's sort of a black box sitting between us and the children with whom we're affecting changes. Our ultimate outcome is looking at moving the BMI among Delaware's children, but we know that first we need to do some of our knowledge, attitudes, and behavior changes to really follow through on the public health model. We're committed to sharing the information and the evaluation with stakeholders around the community. We've launched a series of policy briefs that are geared towards legislators that provide data to support the need for social change. We spoke with our legislators, we spoke with our policymakers, and found out that when they have the data in a succinct and clear way, it's easier for them to use it to make the policy changes and the regulation changes that we're looking to see. Through all this work, we've seen more than 100,000 children growing up healthy due to the work that we're doing in the state, so we're halfway to our goal. 32,000 kids in the community sector. These are not distinct kids. There's obviously overlap. It's part of our goal to have them being reached by multiple messages in multiple sectors. But we do know that the childcare and the school are pretty clear cut right now, allowing us to do some additions. But I was sharing with some of my colleagues that we have moved our childcare regulations to some of the oldest in the country, to some of the most up-to-date in the country, with regulations linked to the child and adult care food program, regulating what the kids are getting in school and making sure that they're getting healthy meals, ensuring that screen time is limited, and also ensuring that they're having physical activity as part of their daily encounters with the school. In the school districts, we're also seeing changes to the amount of physical activity during the day, and we have about 76,000 kids now with at least 150 minutes a week of physical activity broken up throughout the school day. Finally, just to get to that last part about how we're starting to measure why this investment is so important in children, we're looking at social return on investment, a new project started this year that's looking at some of the resources we're leveraging from our partners and the best place to spend the next dollar in order to get the greatest change for our population. We brought together a great team of consultants who are working on that and hope to have some initial findings from that in the beginning of the new year. And we're also working with Dr. Heckman out at the University of Chicago to look at the cost-benefit analysis of early childhood health intervention. And for those of you who know, Dr. Heckman had a great article in Science Magazine a number of years ago, but did not include health when he looked at the impact and success of intervention early in life. Through our work with him, he's adding health as both an input and an output to find out what the cost-benefit analysis of a wide variety of possible programs maybe instead of studying them independently of each other. The references for the presentation, and I know I went through this quite quickly, and so if there's any questions, we'd be glad to talk to you through our website, as I mentioned, growuphealthy.org, or I'd be happy to talk with you later as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much.